Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everybody. This is Diane Bridgewater, and welcome to Brand You. I'm your host and president of SpeakerPublisher.com. So what is Brand New? This show is here to teach you some tricks and tools of the trade so that you can increase your revenue as a speaker with information products that help you market yourself and create additional revenue streams into your business. For more information about Speaker Publisher, please visit our website at SpeakerPublisher.com. We're having a little glitch with the call-in information for my guest today, Nancy Jetton. So I'm going to go ahead and read her longer bio so that she can get on the call here and we can get started. Nancy Jetton is a storyteller, workshop leader, and author who shows business owners how to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated right in their own backyards and beyond. Nancy herself has been featured on CNN Radio, NPR, Inc. Magazine, the Puget Sound Business Journal. She's written articles for the Seattle Times, Redmond Reporter, Dresser After Dark. I mean, she's very known throughout not only the Puget Sound but beyond. She also has her own business where she has been writing and doing public relations consulting since she started her business in 2001. And Nancy today enjoys a wide range of rewarding activities, including leading her Bye Bye Boring Bio Action workshops, which we're going to talk about her book today, speaking to large audiences, and consulting with clients about building their buzz in the traditional, online, and in social media. She now quips that she is too busy to cook. Nancy enjoys working with independent business professionals who are serious about building their own buzz and taking consistent winning attractions every day. So again, we're having a little, for some reason, I'm having some glitches on the call-in number. And so we're just waiting for Nancy to actually be able to call in. So in the meantime, since we're live, and I guess this happens on live radio, I'm going to also give a little bit more information about Speaker Publisher and what we do here. So Speaker Publisher, I designed or I developed from my design company, and I kept hearing people needing products and information products to get more revenue into their business. And so it's a division of my graphic design company called Visual Communication. And what we do is we create the information products to help you have something in the back of the room at your speaking engagements. So that might be anything from a bio sales sheet, which is what we're going to talk about today, to a CD or MP3 that you put on a CD that you can sell in a packet, or it might be a book. And we just finished a series on how to use books for your marketing tools. And, looks like Nancy is here.
I am.
Nancy, are you there?
I am here.
All right. Well, we're live, and we've already started. I've already read off your bio, and we are ready to begin. And I just want to thank you for calling in and being on my show today. And again, the call-in number is 917-889-7614. And thank you, Nancy, for coming. I've read a long bio. I talked about your NPR and your CNN and all the great, fabulous things that you have done in your career. And do you want to add anything else?
Well, I just want to say that today I did my first television interview by Skype, and it ran long, which is why I'm late, and I apologize to the listeners, and I apologize to you. And boy, what a fabulous, interesting experience that was.
How fun, yeah. That's a whole nother show to talk about how you do that on. I love Skype, so that's great. Good for you.
It's been really exciting to, you know, as a publicist, to learn how to practice your own advice and go from one show to the next. It's just an interesting, you got to do it with tennis shoes on.
Yeah, exactly. Well, let's get started.
Yeah, of course.
So today's topic is basically why a speaker bio sheet is so important as, you know, your first step to getting seen, heard, and compensated. And that's your kind of MO for us to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated in our own backyards and beyond. So tell us why you think the speaker bio sheet is so important.
Well, there are two things. There's a speaker sheet that is posted to your website that makes it easy for a meeting planner to say yes to what you have to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
And there is a speaker introduction, which is how you're introduced before you speak your first word. So how about we talk first about the speaker sheet that gets someone to say yes fast first.
Okay, that sounds good.
There are many people that say they're highly acclaimed speakers and popular speakers that electrify audiences and inspire sales teams. This is all very good. But if you truly want to be invited to speak, you need to have a sassy subject line or a headline for your topic that really grabs the reader squarely between the eyes and says, wow, I want to hear that. I want that to be on my conference program.
Mm-hmm.
So don't speak in generalities about what you talk about and that you speak to lots of people. Speak with specifics about what you talk about in a compelling way. And then let the audience know, or the decision maker know, the 3 to 5 important takeaways that audience members will walk away with as a direct result of hearing you speak from the podium. Because in this day and age, competition for speakers is very tight. And so given the choice between dealing with someone who speaks in generalities or someone who speaks in specifics, the person who speaks in specifics is going to have a direct edge.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so, exactly.
So
what are the main ingredients for a speaker sheet that invites that person in and the compensation afterwards?
Well, the first thing is the headline. The second thing is the key takeaways that audience members are going to learn. Really great if you can offer some testimonials from both meeting planners and members of the audience of previous presentations that speak to what an amazingly pleasant person you are to deal with, how you're not a diva, how you show up as you say you're going to, amazingly prepared and a pleasure to deal with. This is wonderful music to any meeting planner's ears. And if the audience members have said amazing, glowing things about the inspiration that you offered or the action you called forth, all the better. Then, if you're fortunate enough to have a short video of you actually speaking on the stage, electrifying the audience, please include that on your speaker sheet too, because saying is one thing, but seeing is another. So make it easy for the meeting planner to see what you look like while you're speaking on the stage. And if you are also fortunate enough to have a little audio snippet, go ahead and include that as well from a Blog Talk Radio show or from one of your recent interviews or perhaps something that you produced yourself with free conference call. It doesn't have to be hard. But what you want to have happen is when someone lands on your speaker sheet, they want to see an amazing headline. Yes, we want that on our conference program. Those are the exact takeaways that our audience needs to be inspired. That person looks good. That person sounds good. That person has excellent reviews that make her sound like a pleasure to work with and a pleasure to inspire action. She's the one for us. If you're really new in your career, you can make a comment about fees are negotiable and can't wait to speak about your requirements and how I can help. If you're a rock star already, some speakers actually specify their rate so that they can only spend their time talking to serious meeting planners who are serious about hiring professionals. So it really depends on where you are on your career path as a speaker as to how you want to approach the whole rate discussion.
Well, and that's great because you're talking about basically like a media page on your website, right?
Yeah. Well, yeah. They say, boy, I want to have her, but can I afford her? It's like that
right.
L'Oreal commercial. It's like, you know, it's too expensive or something. I mean,
exactly. And I always recommend to my clients, you know, definitely have that page where, you know, not only do they have that speaker sheet, but also, like you said, the video, people need to hear and listen and see what they're hiring. But then also on the print end or even a PDF, you can also embed the video and the MP3s into the PDF that you forward on to somebody who wants it. So, when you print it, it's not going to obviously do that, but you can also include the URL or a place where they can go and listen or watch on your website too.
Well, and here's another really great tip is I know at Speaker Publisher you help a lot of folks who are writing books get their books out of their head and onto paper so that they can have that credibility building piece.
Mm-hmm.
One of the things you can also put on your speaker sheet or your letter to the meeting planner is be happy to speak with you about my speaking and also quantity purchases of my book to empower the audience with even more ideas.
Exactly.
Why don't you ask for what you want? And
yes,
speakers all over the place.
And you're so good about that. It's funny because I've been working through your Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Guide workbook, and I got stumped on the very first question where it said, can you remember a story when you were 9 years old that helped you find your way to work, you know, what you're doing today? And I thought, oh, no, this is going to be an interesting workbook because I'm used to making other people shine, right, and not really bragging about me and my accomplishments. What are some of the mistakes that people are making when they're preparing their speakership sheets? Because I was one of those people that just went all professional and didn't really talk about the interesting stuff about myself.
Well, that's an excellent question, and I want to offer an example from a real client. I've been fortunate to work with James Donaldson, who is a 20-year NBA All-Star, a 20-year entrepreneur, and also someone who has run for city office. He's also written a book called Standing Above the Crowd, and he would know because he stands at 7'2".
Oh, my goodness.
He's a very tall guy, and I'm a tall gal myself, and I've never felt petite in my life, but I certainly do when I'm standing in the presence of James Donaldson. So he's got an amazing background, amazing career, and so I said, what do you want to have happen, James? He says, I want to get 4- and 5-figure speaking gigs so I can inspire people with my story and how to live a disciplined, amazing life. And so I said, well, let me take a look at how you're telling your story now. And here's a guy that's got, 40 years of amazing experience behind him, and he spit it all out on the page. It took forever for him to do it, and there wasn't any focus to what he wanted to have happen. Sometimes I think one of the biggest mistakes we make is we give the reader way too much information. And so I said to him, are you open to some upgrades? And he said, sure. And I said, okay, well, what are the 3 topics that you speak most readily about? And he told me what they were. And I said, and what do audience members say? And how do you want them to get in touch with you? And give me some of the descriptors of the audiences that you've spoken to in the past and what the range is. Are they city leaders? Are they children? Are they school audiences? Are they corporate people? So we asked a bunch of these questions. And so then I took his 3 pages of everything there was, but the kitchen sink, and I turned it into 1 page of amazing content. And it says here, standing at 7'2" tall, James Donaldson stands above the crowd in more ways than physical stature. His stories about making the right choices, overcoming fear and self-doubt, and staying resilient and goal-focused in the face of tough challenges bring audiences to their feet. Audience members from business executives to youth groups to guests at major industry conferences walk away standing taller, thinking more boldly, and believing in unlimited possibilities that they can make happen in their own lives and work. If your audience is seeking this kind of inspiration, James Donaldson, a 20-year veteran entrepreneur, author, former All-Star, and passionate contributor to community causes, is the perfect choice for your next conference, keynote, or industry event. He's an in-demand keynote speaker, the author of Standing Above the Crowd. These are his three most popular topics. Here's how you can hire him. That was it.
Wow.
And
I can't wait till I get through this book, because I know that you write the most exciting bios. That's
awesome. He's on page 129, and the thing that was the best part about it, because we started this interview with this whole idea that we all want to be seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. Well, it's hard not to see James Donaldson. He's certainly been seen, heard, and celebrated, but now he wants to be compensated in an entirely different way. So I ran into him, and I said, how's that speaker sheet working for you? He said, I got a five-figure speaking gig within a week of you finishing it. I wish I had found you a whole lot sooner. Because,
wow.
Because you don't want to give anybody three pages of everything you've ever done in your life. You want to give them one page of wow that gives them exactly what they need to know that you're the right gal for the assignment.
Yeah.
And as to your comment about bragging, we're not bragging about how great we are. We're making a statement about the experience we have and how it can be relevant to an audience so that they can stand taller, be better, move along their own path to success. So when you make your accomplishments relevant to the people that you serve, it isn't bragging, it's being of service. It's stating the facts with enthusiasm, and it's making it easy for someone to say yes. And if you're someone who can't say those kinds of things about yourself, then maybe speaking isn't your best event, number one. And number two, the other thing is maybe you have clients that have spoken from the rooftops with their bugle about how great you are. Or maybe you're lucky enough to have been written up in the media where the media has said you are an amazing rock star. Find the quotes that speak to the value that you bring. So if you wouldn't have said them yourself, maybe someone even cooler than you would have said them, because somehow when other people speak about you, it has this halo of credibility that who knows why that is, but that's the way it is. So
yeah, that's so true. And, you know, just working through this workbook and writing down, I mean, it makes me remember, I mean, I've been in the business for 20 years. I've done, you know, my business for 17. So, and in there's been some things that, you know, I kind of forgot about and that are important and reason why I'm, you know, 17 years later still have a business. So it's been very exciting to go through this workbook. And I want to give people the opportunity to find out more about you and where to buy your workbook and your book and, you know, everything. So can you just give us your contact information?
Oh, sure. The website to give you everything you need to know is buyboringbio.com. B-Y-E, boringbio.com. And while you're there, you can opt in to receive my free Main Street Media Savvy newsletter. And when you do, you'll receive a one-hour audio interview about how to kick your boring bio to the curb, a transcript of that presentation, and a few other yummy goodies to make the step you took really worth your while. And while you're on buyboringbio.com, you can take a look at what other people have said about how many new doors of opportunity have opened as a result of them finally telling their stories in a winning way so that they really have invited compensation. And if you would like that for yourself, I'd be honored to earn your business.
Yeah, that's great. And you do. You offer a lot of downloads and tricks
and things
that we can learn from for free. And
well,
I know
your
newsletter is great too, so.
Well, while you're there, you'll be on my blog, and you can read my blog posts that are usually 3 to 5 times a week. You can subscribe to the newsletter. There's a lot of really great content there. And then for those of you who are listening who have no desire or inclination or talent for writing about yourself, I also do extreme bio makeovers for people where I take your best stories and turn them into gold. And I also teach workshops called Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Workshops, where we bring small groups together to create, collaborate, and connect in such a way that people really do leave lifted up and powerfully inspired about that they really are great people that have value to add. And if everyone felt just a little bit better about what they do and how they do it, they would be so much more magnetic and attracting more of the right clients. So this is what I'm talking about.
Yeah, absolutely. Do you feel like people think their bio sheet is like a traditional resume? Do a lot of people write it like a resume?
Yes, and let's just talk about that for a minute, shall we? You know, it used to be that that was okay. There was a place on your website where your bio was supposed to be, and you would just put up a few paragraphs that said who you are, where you went to school, how long you've been working, this sort of thing. But in the last 2 years, social networking has totally changed the way people connect and do business and have relationships with people. Today, if you are serious about finding a solution to a problem in your business or your life, a great many people will first go to Google or Bing to search for that solution. So I always say to people, what comes up in a Google search when you look for your own name and your own company name? If what comes back is, like in your case, an experienced, passionate graphic designer who's fiercely committed to helping clients stand out and shine in all of their branding and visual communications, if that's the message that comes back, if somebody needed that, they would be leaning in and saying, I want some of that. But if they landed on a search, and this happened for one of my clients the other day, before she started writing her bio, I looked for her on Google. The very first thing that came up was, my website is a work in progress because we're reinventing and we'll be back to you shortly.
Oh, no. Oops.
I'm telling you, nobody's going to do business with somebody that has a message like that that comes up first. So years ago, maybe it was fine to have that boring blah, blah, blah resume type bio. But today with Twitter, you get 160 characters to say who you are, why you're cool, and why people should be following you. You don't want to waste a single minute of them. So let me give you an example from somebody who really doesn't waste a single character. Melanie Benson Strick says, she's a fast-paced, visionary leader, kick-butt biz mentor for entrepreneurs, new dog mommy trying to save her shoes, who craves Starbucks, exotic travel, and spas. Isn't that fantastic?
That's great. That's great.
Let me look through a diagnosis for you. Fast-paced, visionary leader, kick-butt biz mentor for entrepreneurs. There is no mistaking who her tribe and her niche are and why she's great at it. And then she goes on to say something about her personally that gets you to that like, trust, and respect place fast. And the fact that she craves Starbucks, exotic travel, and spas suggests that she's probably doing pretty well and is able to enjoy those things regularly. And I know for a fact that she can, because she probably makes 6 or 7 figures being this kick-butt biz mentor for entrepreneurs that she is. Would it surprise you to know that there are about 20,000 people following Melanie Benson Strick on Twitter?
Wow.
If you had 20,000 people following your every word on Twitter, is there a good chance that a percentage of those people would actually be doing business with you and fueling your prosperity? So don't blow it with your 160 characters on Twitter and say, I am boring beyond belief and I can't wait for you to go to sleep when you read about me. Say something sassy, put some personality into it, combine both your business focus and your personal focus, and do it with style, because that's what gets people to lean in and want to do business with you, and she's doing great. And so to answer your question, the boring, you know, if you're a CPA, if you're a plastic surgeon, maybe those kinds of approaches are the way that you should go. But the fact of the matter is there are 27 million independent business professionals doing business in free agent nation. Most of us are trying to make a living doing something that we love that's a very specific skill that we bring to the party. We can put some personality into it. We can be who we are and have that be fine.
That's great. And that's one thing I love is that you look at it from the positive side and how to make it fun, and you know, you use the word sassy, and I think that's what engages people and gets people to move forward and do it. So now that's the bio sheet. You also mentioned about the speaker introductions. Tell us about those and why they're different.
Okay, so Now, if you're a rock star speaker and you've won national speaking awards and you've already paid your dues, this is none of what I'm going to be saying here is going to be new information. But if you're just starting out as a speaker, just listen and benefit from the wisdom of my experience. Do not show up to the speaking gig and expect that the person who is introducing you has already downloaded your speaker sheet and can read it without his or her reading glasses. You need to show up at every speaking engagement with your speaker introduction already prepared. It needs to be typewritten in 14-point type, so even if the person doesn't have their reading glasses, they can still read it. If you have a name that's difficult to spell, please indicate the phonetic spelling. My name is Nancy Jutton, and it rhymes with button. And you would be amazed how many times I've been introduced where the speaker earlier in my career didn't know, and when they introduce you with the wrong name, it just creates a situation where you're tripping before you have a chance to shine. So 14-point type, write the words that you want them to say specifically, make sure that they know how to pronounce your name, and the intention here is not to restate your bio, which everybody could have read having shown up on your website, but to get people so excited about who you are that they want to jump to their feet before you speak your first word. A couple of years ago, I heard Brian Tracy get introduced at a business conference here in Mercer Island. And, of course, he has a kind of background that brings people to their feet. I think he's written over 40 books. He inspires 250,000 audience members around the world every year. He's overcome amazing odds to achieve great things. He's a remarkable guy. So the MC read his bio. All 300 people jumped to their feet. Brian Tracy took the stage, said thank you for that wonderful introduction, and then continued to wow the audience with his wonderful storytelling and advice. And I thought to myself, well, we're not all Brian Tracy yet, but wherever we are, well, there we are. We have to do the best we can with what we have to work with. So start with, say something amazing about yourself, and if audience members have said wonderful things about you, like I was fortunate to have somebody say something really wonderful about me. Maybe you know Betsy Talbot from Married with Luggage. She once said that Nancy Jutton's like self-esteem in a can. She takes the very best of what you are and sprays it out into the air so the world can see it. You look better, you feel better, and more clients are instantly inspired to do business with you.
That's
Isn't
great.
That an amazing comment?
Yeah.
So when I give a presentation, I ask the MC to read that testimonial because it makes people like me before they even hear my first word, and I want to set the stage for people to like me and be engaged by what it is that I'm going to be talking about. So if I'm not Brian Tracy, at least I have some wonderful testimonials of things that people have said, that I'm a career-changing publicity expert, I'm a word wizard, and I'm self-esteem in a can for people who can't quite get out of their own way. These are the kinds of things that people want to hear, and that's what I'm here to do, so it makes perfect sense. So I hope those tips are helpful for people who want to be speakers.
And the speaker introductions are completely different from the bio sheet, but do they take snippets from it, or do you have people write it completely in a different way?
Everything is leverage, you know. You know, you want to reuse what you can when you can. So let me just turn to the page here and we'll see. You're not starting from a plain sheet of paper. No, absolutely not. But you can take the first part of your bio like I did. Nancy Jutton shows success in publicity-seeking business owners, proven ways to get seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated in their own backyards and beyond. You see how I've just invited the audience in to talk more about the win for them than I've talked about myself?
Right.
The author of the popular Bye Bye Boring bio, Nancy's written bios that open doors and invite applause for the famous, the slightly famous, and the want to be famous. Her Extreme Bio Makeover examples showcase the value of the right bio for print, broadcast, and social media, while inspiring audience members to tell better stories now. I'm not bragging here. I'm just stating the facts that I created a tool, and I've worked for some pretty famous people. Today I'm going to share useful tips to kick your boring bio to the curb to attract leads, speaking gigs, and media interviews that recognize you as the expert. that's pretty much a straightforward bio. But then we say, I think what Nancy, you know, here's what other people I know and respect have to say about Nancy, and then we offer a few little comments. Please join me in welcoming Nancy to the podium. So basically what we've said is, here's Nancy. She's going to be talking about something that's amazingly interesting and compelling and relevant to you, the audience, and you should be sitting at attention waiting to hear what next she has to say, because you're going to benefit powerfully and be faster on your road to success as a direct result. This isn't about me. It's about the impact I am going to be making on my audience so that they will be better. And I think that really works, because nobody really cares about me. They just want to know what's in it for them. And that's really what it's. That's really where it is.
That's exactly right. So what are some of the mistakes then that speakers make when they're writing their speaker introduction, or, you know, even giving, you know, reading it off for another speaker?
Well, the mistakes that people make, showing up without the speaker sheet in the first place.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Showing up with one that nobody can read without a magnifying glass.
Mm-hmm.
Having it be too long, the long and winding road that never gets us to our destination. It needs to be the right size for the right situation. We don't want a manifesto. We want a couple of paragraphs that get people sitting at attention, and then we want to wow them with your content when you take the stage. Since we're talking about mistakes, I want to just mention a couple of things that are more generic to bios of all types, because I think that's really important. One of the biggest mistakes people make when they say who they are and what they do is they try to be all things to all people in an ADD world.
Mm.
And you know what happens? Nothing happens when you try to do that.
Yeah.
The other thing that people do that's a mistake is they're ambiguous about what they do and why it matters. I'm an electrifying speaker, but I'm not going to tell you what I talk about. Okay, you know, terrific. Or if you're arrogant, it's like, I'm highly acclaimed, amazing, and fantastic in every way, but I'm not offering any proof as to why that is. That's a mistake.
Yeah, and I love your one that you say sometimes about how people say they're a best-selling author, but then they don't really tell you when – they were on to be the best-selling author.
Can I tell you a little story about this?
Yeah.
So this client of mine was saying that she's a best-selling author, and she sent me her book. It was an amazing book, and I read it, and it was very riveting. And I asked her, I said, so you're a best-selling author. How many books have you sold? She said, well, I've sold 300 books. And I said, well, good for you. But I said, according to Amazon, that doesn't qualify as a best-selling author. You can't say that you're a best-selling author if you're not.
Mm-hmm.
She says, but it's an aspirational goal. And I said, okay.
That's
good for you.
Funny.
I said, why don't we say that you aspire to be a best-selling author and that you're making that happen one book sale at a time?
Mm-hmm.
And then you could offer some testimonials about how people have been powerfully moved by this amazing book that you've written. But don't lie. This is a big mistake, because if you're going to lie about your accomplishments, what else might you fib about? We really need to be authentic and likable. So don't lie about your qualifications. Say them in a way that gets people to smile and say, well, I can really respect that. She's an aspiring best-selling author. Good for you. But don't say you are something that you're not.
I think that's one of the mistakes, right? People want to embellish a little bit too much. But, you know, with your guide, it's obvious that we're bringing out what our strengths are and why we are who we are, but we don't need to embellish those things that aren't accurate.
You know, I always like to say I'm an A for effort kind of gal. You know, nobody tries harder, nobody works harder, nobody has more of a commitment to make things happen, nobody wants to spend my clients' money as carefully as I'm going to spend it for them. This A for effort, we try harder kind of a message, I'm not saying I have a PhD in anything. I'm saying I really work hard to make magic happen for my clients, and I can't wait to do that for you. There's a level of authenticity and likability in those kinds of statements that really resonates with my ideal client, and I am happy to be myself, because if I try to be anyone else, that's a disconnect. It's not going to feel right. I'm not going to be in integrity, and I'm not going to attract the right kind of clients. I don't want anybody to show up at my door, and I don't think anyone else does either. I want more of the right people to show up, so when I see their name in the caller ID or I see their name in my inbox, I'm smiling, my shoulders are relaxed, and I can't wait to lean in and help them. So who are your ideal client? You can't be all things to all people. Are you dealing with women who are 40 and 50 who have everything but love, who are ready to welcome love now? Well, at least now we know who you're targeting, right? As a dating
coach. Right.
The other big mistakes people make are leaving the best for last. Don't bury the lead in the very last paragraph that comes 10 paragraphs after you stated your qualifications. You want to lead with the best stuff first, because that's where you're going to capture people's attention squarely between the eyes. And then with content, ABC, C stands for content. That means you want to be compelling, concise, you want to capture attention, and you want to have the right bio for the right situation. So if you're trying to invite a speaking engagement, make sure you let the people know what you're talking about. If you're trying to invite a client to engage with your professional services, be clear about that. I think one of the biggest mistakes people make is to write one bio and expect it to work for every situation. One size does not fit all, and the sooner we figure that out, the better off everybody's going to be.
Well, I love that, because you do I've been to many of your workshops and speaking engagements, and one of the things that I love that you say is, you know, write one for your, you know, 1 minute radio bio, and, you know, maybe even a longer bio for a longer segment. Like today I read, you know, it was great. I had that short one, and then I also had a longer one. And can you just tell a little bit more about why we need to have different bios lengths?
Absolutely. This I've learned through my own from the trenches experience. Has it ever happened to you, Diane, that some radio station has called you at the 11th hour and says, we have a last-minute opening for you to be on our show tomorrow at 8 o'clock. I need your bio, I need your headshot, and I need your talking points. Get them to me now, and we'll get you on the show tomorrow. Has that ever happened to you?
Not yet, but it will after you write my bio.
Well, this has happened to me a fair amount. And, you know, say this spring break, I was at a lovely hotel with my family, and I got a call from National Public Radio Chicagoland, and they said exactly that. We've got an opening for tomorrow's show. We want you on the show. I need your photo. I need your bio. I need your talking points. I need the 5 questions you'd like us to ask you, and we'll be ready to go. And instead of panicking while I'm on vacation, I said, it's my pleasure to serve you. And in one click, I was able to send that radio producer everything they needed and then continue reading my novel.
Wow, that's great.
And if you're truly serious about being an expert to the media, you have to get your dress on and be ready to go. That means being prepared. So you want to have a media page on your website that has a really good picture of you. You want to offer the 5 questions you most like to be asked when you're interviewed. You want to offer graphic images of your book if you're doing television. You want to have all that ready. And then with your bio, like with National Public Radio, I knew they were going to do 2 sentences to introduce me because it was going to be a 6-minute segment, and they don't have the luxury of time to read the whole manifesto to find the best stuff. If I want them to set the stage for me well, I'm going to give them the 2-sentence introduction so that they don't have to think about it. Because we're all under the misguided notion that radio producer or television producer cares about us. What they care about is putting on a great show. And you need to be ready to give that producer exactly what they need so that you can be a fabulous guest. Because when you go on the show and you're well-prepared and you're a pleasure to work with and you deliver your points as you promised that you would with sassy sound bites that delight the audience and offer value every step of the way, guess what happens? You get invited back. And that is a beautiful thing. So it's really to your advantage to have a 2-sentence radio introduction so that you're always ready, a 250-word introduction so that when they read about you, they read the words as you want them spoken so the stage is set for you to launch right into your great content. And then because you're interested in helping people know even more, go ahead and put a manifesto bio below that offers even more information. And just have it all readily available where in your About Us tab on your website, because then when someone calls and says, we want to have you on your show. Where's your photo? Where's your bio? Where's your stuff? It's just a matter of being totally prepared and professional and saying, here in one click is everything you need, and if there's anything more, you let me know. You have just become a guest made in heaven. And really, if you're serious about making media for your business so you can attract more clients, more speaking gigs, or more media interviews, being prepared and being professional is going to set you apart from all the other people who are wannabes that don't quite have their act together. Either you're in or you're out, and I think in is a whole lot better.
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, I have a question for you. So if somebody has their web, they do all their, they get your book and they do their bio and they got all that going, but maybe they don't have all the, what am I trying to say? Like they're starting out, right? And they don't have all the information. How do they make their media page look enticing and exciting? Would that be a small little bio on the media page before they download the rest of the bios? Or how do people?
Yeah, this is a really good question. Can I make another confession?
Yeah.
When I first started out, I'd been standing behind the curtain like the Wizard of Oz behind really powerful people. Nobody knew who I was. I didn't have any media credentials. I didn't have any articles written under my own name. I had never been invited to speak. I was nobody. Even though I'd been doing publicity for people for a really long time, nobody knew who I was. So wherever you are, well, there you are. And I thought, you know what? I've got to start building my media biography. So I'm going to start writing articles for ezinearticles.com. I'm going to see about earning a column in the Snohomish County Business Journal where I could write once a month. Then I'm going to aspire to get a column in the Puget Sound Business Journal. And then I'm going to see what blog talk radio shows and other community radio shows to which I could add some commentary or perspective. And I'm going to start building my media biography so I really do sound like somebody who has something to say. When I first decided in 2006 that I wanted to be this person, Google told me I ran 10K races really slowly. I mean, that was a very humbling moment. I thought, gee, you know, sometimes there is a disconnect between who you want to be and who you are. So you can either be humbled by it or you can do something about it, which is exactly what I did. And so you may not be ready to be a speaker or be invited to the media right out of the box as soon as you decide that's what you want. You have to earn your way one radio interview at a time, one speaking engagement at a time, one rotary presentation at a time. And pretty soon you start getting better at this and you start getting repeat invitations. And the people in the audience were people that you weren't expecting that have radio shows or TV shows, and one good thing leads to another. So if you don't have any of that now, then you need to call the kettle black and say, I don't have any of that now, and I better do something about it. So how can I start to share my story now? So one of the simplest things you can do is start blogging regularly.
Mm-hmm.
You can start writing articles for ezinearticles.com. You can write articles for Biznik, BIZNIK.com. You can start accepting invitations to speak on panel discussions for professional groups. One by one, you'll start building that reputation, and then more invitations will come your way. Because today, I have been on National Public Radio. I have been on CNN Radio. Just yesterday, I had a wonderful story written about Bye Bye Boring Bio on foxbusiness.com and womenentrepreneur.com. It's been 4 years of hard charging, making it happen every day kind of thing. So this isn't the kind of thing that you can just sort of wave your magic wand and say, I want it now, please bring it my way. You have to take tenacious, consistent, passionate steps every day to make it happen. And I always say, do 5 things a day every day to make it happen. And if you're not prepared to do 5 things every day to make it happen, then maybe you ought to do something else, because it doesn't happen without action.
Yes. And I think, you know, that's one of the reasons why I had you on the show today, because I know just the bio is so important to that first step of getting people excited about you as a speaker and, you know, listening to or even reading your articles.
Can I say one other thing about that I think is super important? This whole arena of publicity can be a little bit like everything in the world but the kitchen sink. There's so many tools in the shed that you can use to start building the buzz about who you are and what you do and why it matters right now. After doing this for so long, I know there's this look that people get where their eyes glaze over and they say, holy cow, I can't do any of that. I'm not going to do anything. The beauty of starting first with your bio, I've kind of broken things down into two simple steps. Number one, prepare your story. What is your story? And number two, share your story in the ways that make the most sense for you to get out of it what you need to advance your business forward. If you break things down into those two simple steps, it's not so overwhelming anymore, and you can actually see that you really can do it. And so, like in your case, you help people write books and put their best brand forward. You've written a book on how to work with a graphic designer. You can give workshops on how to work with a graphic designer and sell your book in the back of the room, and people will meet you in person. They will see how gracious you are and how committed to their success they are because they connected with you in person and not just electronically. They can like, trust, and respect you quickly. The chances of someone raising their hand and saying, you're the one for me, are a whole lot greater than if they'd never met you in person and that you hadn't presented them yourself in such a powerful way. So whether you give free talks or you are fortunate enough to get paid to give talks, what the most important thing is that leverage of your time over a larger audience, because you don't know who's in the audience, who has the income, the inclination, and the desire to raise their hand and say, I want to do business with you, number one, and number two, I want to invite you on my television show so your point of view can be shared with a much wider audience, because when you spend your net over a wider kettle of fish, you catch bigger fish and better right. opportunities. And the leverage factor is probably the best part of speaking. And as I look back on the last 4 years, speaking has been the number one, speaking for free or for fee. Either way, it is the single most powerful fuel that has been led to my business, because when people meet me, they make a decision right out of the box. Either they like me or they don't. Either way, it's fine. The people who like me engage with me, and that's really what it's all about.
Yeah. No, that's great. And I'm so glad that you shared that story about, 4 years ago, because I think a lot of my clients, they start out, they want to speak, they want to do workshops, they want to write a book, they want to do all these things, but they don't know. I even had one client just the other day, I said, we need to put down your accomplishments on your speaker page and where you've spoke. And she goes, well, I've just kind of done my little networking group, speaking. And it's like, but that's all experience that is helping, her get to the next level, because she wants to be a keynote speaker down the road. Now, she understands she's not going to do that tomorrow, but I recommended, her buying your book and to go to your workshop that's coming up. So, in fact, why don't you tell everybody again how to get a hold of you, what is coming up for you in terms of your workshops and stuff if they're located nearby?
Sure. I teach the Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Workshop at my lovely Bellevue, Washington home, and there are two dates coming up, October 15th and November 12th, and from 8:30 to noon, small groups of 10 or fewer business owners assemble in my lovely home, and we actually get bios prepared for every guest, and everyone benefits from getting to know each other, like each other, and to experience the wow that each brings, and everybody goes home with one completed bio or more that makes them beam with pride and gets them faster along their goal. Everyone gets the Bye Bye Boring Bio program as part of their event tuition, and everybody leaves smiling with chocolate and tea and conversation. So if anyone's interested in that, you can visit the byebyeboringbio.com. It's on the do-it-yourself publicity store, and you can just sign up for the next workshop. I think this is the best thing that I do, because here's what happens. Everybody needs to tell their story, right? You may be hanging out with your best friend who really isn't serious about doing business. Maybe the beauty of the workshop is you get 10 like-minded people who are serious about getting seen, heard, celebrated, and compensated. You get the benefit of me working with you during the workshop to reflect your brilliance back to you with the words that you couldn't find yourself that came easily to me. So you give yourself this gift of time to focus on your business and to tell your story in a winning way so that maybe you'll be like James Donaldson, who had his 3 pages of all kinds of stuff. It turned into 1 page of wow that got him a 5-figure speaking gig. You only need a couple of those to make this magic start to manifest in ways that you can feel in your balance sheet, and that's really what I want for everybody. So if you don't like to go it alone, come to the workshop. If you're completely good going it alone, treat yourself to Bye Bye Boring Bio, and it will be like a PR fairy godmother sitting on your shoulder, inspiring you with the worksheets, the templates, the powerful examples, organized by profession, and 3 amazing audio files that help you go even another step further in your process. And if you're somebody who just wants me to do it for you, well, have me come and do it for you. We'll do an extreme bio makeover, and just like that, you'll be brilliant.
So that's great.
I think I'm
and,
the only person.
That's at byebyeboringbio.com.
Yes.
And they
and
can get your book there.
And here's a special offer. Anyone that says Diane in the comment section of their order form will get a 10-minute biofeedback session with me. And what I will do is I will take your best effort bio and I will kick it to the next level of fabulous as my especially high-value gift for your doing business with me. So anyone that says Diane
great.
In the comment section, you'll get 10 minutes with me to review the best effort bio you prepare with Bye Bye Boring as your guide. And you know what? These calls have been so much fun because people have said, boy, I wish you could have seen me before because I've made a total turnaround and it was so much easier than I thought it would be.
Yes. And I'm one of those people. I mean, I literally am enjoying the process of going through. I mean, not only is this workbook so detailed and so, information is just pulling out, but it's also easy. You know, it's not something that – it does take some time. It's not something that you can do, you know, in an hour. But it's really thought-provoking. And, you know, for me, it's been a great process, and I'm excited to hand it over for you to look at because I really think that it's changed my thinking process in my direction, and also because like you said, it's not really bragging, even though in my head I thought I was bragging, but reality is if people don't know my accomplishments throughout the 20 years of doing graphic design, they're going to think, why am I important? You know, why would they hire me?
Well,
so I really encourage people to buy your book.
Thank you. The
offer, you know, your generous offer of giving 10 minutes of your time, that's amazing because you can do a lot in 10 minutes.
Well,
and,
it's amazing what I really can do because sometimes people can't get out of their own way.
Yeah.
And I want to say one other thing about something that you just said. These are difficult times in our economy. If people are holding their purse strings tight because they don't want to make a mistake, they want to know that when they do release the purse strings and invest, that they've come to the right answer to the pain that's giving them the most difficulty. You're an expert, Diane. You've been doing this for 20 years. This is your passion. This is your profession. You've got a portfolio of work that would, you know, pave the yellow brick road to Oz. Let people know that you're that person and that you can't wait to do the same for them as you've done for other award-winning powerful brands, because when you let them know that, this isn't just what you do for the money. This is what you do because you were born to do it, which is sort of the point I was making, I wanted to make earlier, which why do I ask people what they were doing when they're 9 years old when they discovered that this was going to be the path that they were on? Yes, there are a lot of people that are working to buy food, clothing, and shelter. Everybody has those universal needs. But when what you do is something that you were born to do, that you love to do, that you would do anyway, those are the kinds of people that tend to have a waiting list of people that can't wait to get started. So sometimes when you ask someone what were they doing when they were 9 years old, when they knew this was going to be their path in life, there's an aha that people come to and say, wow, this really was my destiny. This is what I was supposed to do all along. One of my friends is an interior designer who is actually a certified color expert. And talking with her about her 9-year-old experience, She said, you know, when I got my Crayola 64 at 9 years old, immediately I thought to myself, it's just not enough. 64 colors wasn't enough. And so now she's a certified color expert who truly has studied the science of color, who totally gets the value that color can bring to any home and how it can complement and make people feel better and look better and have a bright perspective. If you needed someone to help you with the colors in your home, wouldn't you want to work with someone like that?
Yeah, absolutely.
And it's a wonderful story, you know, that's so memorable. And if we could just, I want people to know that it's your story. Nobody else has a story like yours. So tell yours the best way that you can, with passion, with enthusiasm. Put some credibility behind it, because when you do that, step by step, you will start building this reputation as that person. Pretty soon you'll have all kinds of clients beating a path to your door, and then it's a matter of you just choosing more perfect partners so that you can really love every step you take, be compensated for the value that you bring, and be living the life uncommon. That's what I want for everybody.
Well, I so appreciate your time and your expertise, and please, people, go to byebyeboringbio.com and download all of the gifts that Nancy has offered, as well as purchase her Bye Bye Boring Bio Action Guide, and she also has some other offers there with her. If you're in the Puget Sound, the workshops are fabulous. And I just want to give a big thank you to you for joining me, and I will also have a link on speakerpublisher.com to your website, so if anybody goes there and they can link there to your byebyeboringbio.com. And you can find me on Facebook at Speaker Publisher or on Twitter at Speaker Publish. Or I do these radio shows every Tuesday morning at 9:30 a.m. at blogtalkradio.com/speakerpublisher. So become a fan of that. And again, thank you, Nancy, for joining me this morning and for your great tips. I had a lot of fun. And is there anything else you want to say to our listeners? We have a minute or so left.
I just want people to know that today is the first day of the rest of your life. If when you do a Google search today and you don't like what the search returns, consider that your wake-up call to do something about it. You'll be glad that you did, because that big idea that you have in your head can really take shape if you just take deliberate, consistent actions every day. If you need some extra help, I'm happy to help as your do-it-yourself publicity expert. I've practiced what I've preached. It's worked beautifully for me. It'll work well for you, too. But action is the key. It's like the vacuum cleaner paradigm. If the carpet's dirty, you got to plug in the vacuum, push it around, and pick up the dirt. If you want to get known as an expert, you got to do something. And starting with your bio is a great place to start.
Awesome. Great tips. Well, thank you, listeners, for joining us as well. And I look forward to next week's show, which will be posted up here on Blog Talk Radio later today. We're having Tammy Redman, who is also a friend of yours.
Oh, Nancy, I love Tammy. You'll love her.
Yes, she'll be talking about how she redid her website and how that's bringing her business as a speaker. And I just want to thank you again, and thank you, everybody, for joining our show today, and have a great day, and I look forward to next week's show.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
Thank you, Nancy. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.